who is pleading.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
We begin to also walk in another realm of authority, where we can decree a thing and it shall be established. That's where really God wants to take us, and you're very close to that realm. And usually the closer you get to the new dimension, the fight becomes more intense in the dimension in which you're in. Okay? This is how you can tell God is about to pull you up to the next dimension, because the fight in the present one will begin to be real intense for you.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Oil of Champions. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 23, verse 5, and Isaiah chapter 49, verse 19.
God don't make no mistakes. God wanted this message preached right now for the people of God that's under the sound of my voice. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. You're not going to throw in the towel. You're going to set your feet on the rock so he can establish the goings. Clap your hands, all you people. Woo. Woo. Strength is not a place that you visit. It's your home. It's where you operate. It's where you function in the supernatural. Why are you moving in the natural? Who has bewitched you? Paul said to the church at Galatia, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? What spell has been released on you? That after you started in faith," that's how you started. You started believing. Don't stop believing. You started believing, and somehow or another now you're trying to function in your processes through manual stuff, through physical stuff, through things that feel, when you really started this life in faith, that's all you had. And it brought you to here. Why would you forsake faith now? Why would you revert back to a weaker element when it was not your ability that brought you here? It was your faith in God. You just said, "I believe God. I believe him. I believe him. I feel weak and I look around myself and I have nothing to grab onto, but I'm going to believe God." And God took that small seed of faith and brought you to where you are now. Don't you stop believing. Don't stop believing in God. The God that brought you here will take you there, not through your power or your might, but through your faith in God. Woo. This is the place where you operate. You operate and function in the supernatural. You've been doing it for years. It's the only reason you're here today. You would not be here if you didn't function in the supernatural. Woo, Jesus. Whether you know it or not, I'm preaching to somebody up in here. Whether you know it or not, God brought you through these storms because of your faith in him. You elevated your eye and your focus on him. You were able to be in the midst of enemies, but eat, glory to God, from the table that he prepared before you, and find the olive in the midst of your desert. And there is a river that flows from the fountain of God, and he heals everything along the way. I've tasted and I know that for every broken heart, there's healing in Jesus' name. Woo, thank you, God. It's where we operate in the supernatural. And I decree and declare that supernatural abilities are beginning to surface again. For some reason, we suppress the supernatural and we're starting to deal with what we feel, glory to God. And we're dealing with our human ability when you need to suppress human ability and your natural senses and ask God to allow miraculous faculties to come forth now. Woo, Jesus. Let's start and pull on some faith. Let's pull on some faith. It's faith that made me well. It's faith that gave Samson, hallelujah, the ability to take the gate of Gaza and put it on his back and walk with it, glory to God. And the weight that's on your back today will be the plank in your foundation tomorrow. You can't give up now. You got to transfer that weight to the platform. Woo, Jesus. You got to transfer the weight that you're carrying and allow it to give you elevation and lift tomorrow. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, don't stop believing. Ooh. You didn't get here because you were operating in the natural. You got here because you're operating and functioning in the supernatural. Ooh. You prayed your way out. You prayed and you cried. And 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 you prayed. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. You didn't even know how to see. You spoke in trauma. You didn't even know how you got out. And God brought you out because you stepped in the supernatural. But all of a sudden, you're going to stand in the natural and think you're going to win this battle. You got to get back to what you had to make you win. And the oil of a champion is rolling on your head now. But you got to pursue the things of God. I'm preaching to somebody up in here. I'm preaching to somebody. Glory to God. Thank you, God. It is the place where the enemy has no place. Let me say it again. It is the place where the enemy has what? No place. When you step and function in the supernatural, he has no place. He can't win. He can't tap in. But once you step in flesh, he'll have, ooh, he'll be the puppet master. Manipulating everything you do, even tricking your mind, even causing you to feel things that you shouldn't feel and see things that you shouldn't see. Glory to God. And even took Jesus to a high mountain. Ooh, glory to God. Let me tell you something. When you're in the desert, you got to make sure you have your faith in God. Jesus went. The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 1, that the Spirit, after Jesus was baptized, I like the way Mark reads it, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. He didn't just walk, but the wind started blowing him until he went into the wilderness. And for some of you, you didn't walk into the desert. God allowed the Spirit to lead you there because he wants to prove to you again that the one that took you there can bring you out. He's not left you alone. You're not by yourself. You got a majority with you. Heaven is with you. You wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for the Lord. You're going to put your feet back into the soil again and you're going to move forward. You got to be careful when you go to the desert. The Spirit blew him. The scripture says it drove him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days and for 40 nights. And if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And he was hungry. He was hungry. He was hungry when he saw that he could yield, yes, command the stones to be made bread and it would have turned. But who was manipulating that? Yes, I can get what I want, but who is manipulating that? I'm tired and I'm hungry, but who is manipulating that? It was the puppet master that showed up in his life while he was weakened. Glory to God. You got to watch the desert. God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy while you're in the desert or while you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Don't fear any evil, for God is with you and he prepares a table before you in the midst of your enemies. But he'll also put an olive tree in the midst of your desert as well. But watch the puppet master, because he shows up there too. The same one that spoke to him to say, command the stones. The Bible says he took him into a high mountain. How do you take God's son into a high mountain? He does it through his imagination. He does it through his imagination. He can take you at any moment to a high spot and show you the kingdoms of the world. And I will give them to you. I'll give you the desires of your heart if you'll bow and worship me. But I decree and declare you're not going to bow. Your back is not going to break. Your knee is not going to bend to an inferior spirit. You're going to rise up in strength. You're living on Strength Street. You got power in you to overcome every obstacle. The devil is a liar. Can somebody say amen? I'm preaching somebody out of hell. I'm preaching somebody out of imagination. I'm bringing you back to the ground. Hallelujah. Right where Jesus wants you to be. One step after another. One season after another. I'm going to walk with you and talk with you. And I'm going to flow with you. And I'm going to follow you. You're the one that brought me out of the issue before. You brought me out of hell before. And you're going to bring me out of it again. I'm not going to give up on my destiny because I don't like what I'm going through. My name is Victory. Woo, Jesus. It is the place where the devil has no power. The enemy has no place. When you function in the supernatural. So if you function in the natural, you're in his realm. And you will always come up short. Can somebody say amen? Amen. As we grow and as we walk in the knowledge and the revelations of God's strength, as we walk and as we grow and begin to function in the revelations of God's strength, and in the fullness of his ability, glory to God, we begin to also walk in another realm of authority. Another realm of authority where we can decree a thing and it shall be established. That's where really God wants to take us, and you're very close to that realm. And usually the closer you get to the new dimension, the fight becomes more intense in the dimension in which you're in. Okay, this is how you can tell God is about to pull you up to the next dimension, because the fight in the present one will begin to be real intense for you. Glory to God. And if you're experiencing an intense battle right now, you're very close for God. You're very close to God pulling you up or giving you a summons to come up so you can see future things. Thank you, Lord. Remember this, you can't go to the next dimension until you're beckoned. You can't go to the next dimension in the supernatural until someone there says, come here. And you'll never go to the next dimension in the supernatural until you come to the top of the one that you're in now. You can't be at the base of where you are today and go to the next dimension. You must climb the staircase in that dimension until you get to the top, and the intensity will increase. Because the enemy knows that God is about to beckon you up to the next one. And you can't go there until his favor see it. He wants you to climb the staircase and exhaust everything within this dimension before he calls you up to the next one. And John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation said, I heard a sound, the sound of a trumpet. And suddenly I heard a voice saying, come up here and I will show you things to come. And I hear the sound of your next dimension in the name of the Lord. But I also hear the rumblings of the enemy that's trying to draw you away from what God is saying to you right now. Because he knows he's about to take you into another level of authority where you can decree a thing and it shall be established. And he wants you to hang out in the dimension that you're in where you're begging, glory to God, and like the man at the gate called Beautiful, begging for God to do something when he wants to take you to the next dimension. condition that Peter was in at the same gate. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it unto thee. In the name of Jesus, I'm decreeing it. In the name of Jesus, man, wake up, rise up and walk. And the Bible says that suddenly the man's legs and ankle bones gain strength. And he began to jump and leap. Why? Because Peter was in another dimension. The same gate, but different authority. God is about to say, come up here. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. That's why the darkness is so thick. So thick and deep in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy can see that things are shifting. Woo, Jesus. Woo. The enemy can see that things are shifting. He can hear the trumpet blast. He can see that heaven is rumbling. You need to be here at 11 o'clock because there's a burden on me today. Woo, Jesus, a prophetic pain. As I'm incubating a word, glory to God. It's for the people of God. God is releasing it. It's a come up here anointing, a summons to come up here and I'll show you things to come. And the intensity of the fight is intense right now. That's why I'm preaching this word to you. I believe God flipped the script because he wants to get us to another level of receptivity and authority in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So I decree and declare, sit your behind down and let God cover you. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and sit. Man, I'm preaching this morning. I'm preaching. There's somebody that's getting this message. Come on, like and share it. You got to share this with the world. Somebody need it. Somebody on your family tree needs this one. Thank you, God. As we grow and walk in the knowledge and the revelations of God's strength and fullness, the fullness of his ability to walk in realms of authority, increases dramatically. And that's what God wants to take that. Many of you have been the one on your job where they told you what to do. But God wants to take you to a place where you're now giving direction. Well, you don't have to fight with hierarchies. You can set it up. Amen. And so it is in the spirit. Glory to God. There's some things that I don't have to fight as an authority here in this church. I mean, patience is important, but what God has given me authority to make movements, executive orders. Do y'all understand that? You could do the same thing in your family tree. There's some things you don't have to fight. Make a decision, man. Make a decision and do what God is taking. Walk in that authority. And if you start worshiping more and getting your priorities right, you'll start walking in that authority till you can decree a thing and it will be established. I ain't fighting with principalities no more. I'm at the realm of powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm flicking principalities off. Why are you fighting with a principality whispering in your ear? When God wants you to go to the another level of authority where powers have to listen to you. The Rumpfa, the prince of North America has to listen to you. As Daniel is praying for 21 days, the prince of Persia, the prince over the entire empire, is trying to block this message because Daniel is at another realm. Thank you, God. That's what God wants to take you at another realm. If you got any authority in the earth, imagine what he's trying to give you in the supernatural. You're walking around like a private when he want to make you a general. General don't have to fight in battles. He sent others. He make decisions. He develops the battle plan. He strategically knows how to work it out. From air enforcement to amphibious units to the Navy and everything else he wants to do, and then ground troops. God wants to take you to a place where he teaches you strategies. Glory to God. When you can decree it and when it be established. Thank you, Lord. Yet in the midst of it, here comes a centurion to Jesus, said, I need this done in my house. And I'm not worthy for you to come in my house. Ooh, Jesus. I'm a man of authority and I understand authority. I know if you speak the word, some things will shift. Because I have authority myself. I have authority myself. When I say something to a person, they do it. And I know you have authority, Lord. And if you speak to my house, if you open up your mouth, everything in it will submit. So my friends, if you know this about God, that you started in faith and he worked stuff out, why would you end in flesh? Go back to your faith. Let God work it out. Come on, Fred Hammond, late in the midnight hour, God's going to work it out. He's going to work in your favor. Write it down. Live in the place of I can do. If victory is your street, then live, it's your house, it's where you live, not where you visit. Then live in the place of I can do, not I can't do. It'll never happen. You need to live in the place of I can do. Say, I can do. I can do. Glory to God. Now, many of us have adopted Hall and Oates. I can't go for that. No, no. A no can do. I can't go for that. Can't go for that. Can't go for that. Can't go for that. You got to move from Hall and Oates to I can do. Not I can't do. No, no, no can do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I can't get no help. I say you can do all things through Christ. Did I say some things or all things? Did the word say some things or all things? Say all things. Thank you, God. And if it's all, it means everything. Even the underworld has to submit to all. Even angels submit to all. Certainly you can submit to all. Live in the place of I can do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to imagine walking every morning with the confidence that God's strength is in you. As you get up in the morning, God's strength is in me. God's strength is in me. Every time you take a step, God's strength is in me. I know I can see weakness, but God's strength is in me. Imagine yourself doing that every morning. Imagine that you can do all things. You will be able to, on this particular day, like tomorrow morning, say it. Imagine yourself saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All day long. Today, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if God can do all things in you on the job, he can do all things in you in every area of your life. I want some people in this church to say he can do all things through me in my church. Not the bishop can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. I believe it. But what good is it if you're not winning? If you don't have the oil of a champion? What good is it? One can chase a thousand. I can put a thousand to flight. But if I just get another one to agree with me, one more, 10,000 is put to flight. That's why the enemy don't want you to agree with me. Say, I agree in Jesus' name. With the people in this room, if we all came into agreement, there's nothing the devil can do in this region.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Oil of Champions, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-2408. That's reference number 2207-2408.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for The Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. It is almost time. Yes, it's almost time for the Christian Education Department's Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 worship experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9 p.m. So come early to get your seat. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.